Hello, my name is Russell, and in my podcast today, I'm going to be walking you through the influence of today's philosophy left by a philosopher by the name of Michel de Montaigne. Montaigne was a French nobleman in the 1500s who was a soldier, a husband, and a philosopher. Unlike many other philosophers at the time, Montaigne had a certain style that was more vulnerable and accessible to his audience. One thing that stood Montaigne above many other philosophers of the time is that he would never leave a topic undiscussed. Today we'll go through a couple of these topics that Montaigne has influenced and explore his life. One part of our current education that Montaigne had a large influence on was writing styles. Montaigne was one of the big names in history who popularized the essay style of writing. When Montaigne wrote, as previously mentioned, he was very vulnerable, and he would sometimes ramble, and the essay style was a way that he could harness this way of thinking and not have such an artificial product once he was done. An article by Stanford says, "To what extent is this strange piece of work, part essay, part prose poem, part limbering up exercise, part creative writing tutorial, an imitation or following of Montaigne?" Montaigne brought so much to the scene. Writing was a form of imitation when written in an essay because Montaigne had popularized the style so much. Another point that Montaigne largely influenced was education. For a 16th century Frenchman, Montaigne had some pretty radical views of education. One of the largest views that he held was that education should not be Eurocentric. While there was little education in Europe in the 16th century, and definitely nothing close to the public education that many countries have today, there still was education, usually only accessible to the rich, however. This education was very Eurocentric, and Montaigne believed that this was an inadequate way to teach people because there was so much that they were missing out on. In the book Lessons from a Master, it says, "Pupils must learn not merely words, but their meaning, force, and nuance. And teachers must appraise the quality of their learning by evidence of how this learning applies to their lives rather than how they can replicate it from memory." This topic is even one that we struggle with today. How do we help kids learn and not just memorize facts? This was a problem that Montaigne wanted to tackle: learning over memorization. Also from Lessons of a Master, it says, "Montaigne conceives knowledge as transformative, because to count as knowing something, learners must internalize their knowledge and thereby allow it to influence the way they perceive the world." Montaigne believed that learning would be a way to change. This is also a large topic discussed today. Many people who might not have a certain level of education would have what we would refer to as a fixed mindset. They wouldn't be able to comprehend larger ideas because they were never given the proper education. Another thing that Montaigne influenced was modern liberalism. And one country that was heavily based on these principles was the United States of America. To have some government influence to look over you, yet keeping a lot of personal freedoms to yourself. Montaigne is recognized as the founder of this philosophy. In the book Montaigne, the Founder of Modern Liberalism, it says, "In the last remark, as well as at I-53-296, Montaigne anticipates the liberal teaching of Thomas Hobbes and John Locke, as well as the American Declaration of Independence. Government's role is not to shape our characters, to make us more likely to attain genuine happiness, but simply to secure our right to peacefully pursue it as we choose. Montaigne believed that personal freedom should be kept in a form of government, and the government should not fully have control over its people. That is all we have today. Thank you for listening.